Shalom Aleichem, Avosai. Religious life is often characterized by paradox. Rosh Hashanah provides a very striking example of that. On the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Adin, Miyechia Miyamus, and yet on the other hand, according to some of the Gaonim, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah. It's certainly paradoxical that combination of din and simcha is profoundly paradoxical. At first glance, the way we would describe the paradox or formulate the paradox is that somehow or other, despite din, Afal Pichay, nevertheless, there is a mitzvah simcha. And yet, upon reflection, that's not a correct understanding. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah tells us that B'Pesach is Nidon al-Atur, B'Atzeres Shavuos is Nidon al-Peres Ilan, and B'Chag is Nidon al-Amoyim. So what emerges is that midaraisa, there's never a day of simcha which isn't linked to din. The shalosh regalim that we associate with mitzvah simcha v'samachta v'chagecha, each one of the shalosh regalim is a yom adin. So it's not the case sort of that Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Adin sort of combine, and because of that, the Simcha and Din coexist. No, Simcha and Din are always wedded. They're always combined. They're always juxtaposed. So apparently the pshat is not that there's simcha despite din. Apparently the pshat is that there's simcha because of din. How do we understand that? On many levels, but let's try briefly to understand two. Din in the world represents a hisgalus. We're familiar with Rashi on the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's osa din. So Ishmo Miskadesh, the emes of din, the projection of Yosher, is a hiskalus of Kvod Shamayim. And that is the occasion, not an occasion. Not an occasion par excellence, but that is the occasion for simcha. Bemis, we say the psukim all the time. Havil Hashem, we say in it's Pitzchu v'Rananu v'Zameru. Sing, Rananu v'Zameru. Zamel Hashem b'chino b'chino v'kol zimra, instrumentation, vocal. V'chatzotzos v'kol shofar real ifnei Melech Hashem. Yiram hayomim lo'ol. Tevel v'yoshvei v'on, nohoro simcha u'chof. Metaphorically, the rivers are clapping to the beat, clapping in rhythm. Yachad harim yiranenu, all the mountain chains join in the song, in the celebration. What's the occasion for the tremendous celebration? Lifnei Hashem, kival lishpat ha'aretz. Din, by definition, means that the melech is present. The din, the imposition of din, the imposition of what's right, is a projection of Kvod Shamayim, and that, his galus, is the occasion for Simcha. On this level, the Simcha, Rosh Hashanah, is a selfless Simcha. It means that we're called upon to not define Rosh Hashanah so narrowly and parochially in terms of what's going to be with me. We're called upon to focus on what Rosh Hashanah represents within the Bria. But when you think about it, Rebbe was saying, isn't that always the definition of what genuine Simcha is? Something selfless? And B, isn't that the ultimate definition of Malchias? That it's not about me. So a person can rejoice in the Malchus. He can rejoice in Din. And in doing, the person is transcending that self-centeredness, which all too often, the rest of the year, defines our existence. And that's one element of the Avodah Rosh Hashanah. One element of Malchias is that it's not about me. I have my obligations. I have my Shibudim. I'm Kofov to Rebbe Shalom, but it's not about me. But there is another level on which this combination, this symbiosis of Din and Simcha should be understood. Moshe Lema David Omer. Say you have a child. Maybe he's still an elementary school age child. Maybe he's older, maybe he's a teenager or an adolescent. And one thing leads to another, and there's been a downward spiral. Maybe he's fallen in with the wrong crowd, Rahman al-Itzlan. Maybe it's drug use. And then his father, he becomes aware that his father is aware of what's going on. And his father tells him, tomorrow, we're going to sit down and we're going to have a talk. What's happening internally? If a CAT scan could show us the range of turbulent emotions, what would it reveal about what's going on inside this boy's head? We'd see thoughts and a thought pattern consistent and reflective of someone who's tittering, someone who's quaking in his boots. He's scared. He's being held accountable. It's a pachad. He's scared. But somehow, when we would look at that CAT scan, it wouldn't be so monolithic. Somehow or other, it would also show that he's looking forward to it, that he's embracing this meeting, this sit-down he's going to have. Because as much as he's afraid of being held accountable, he also knows that in his father holding him accountable, it's going to press the reset button for him. Maybe the entire reset process, due to the combination of his preparation for the meeting and the actual meeting. Or maybe he's going to walk away with a blueprint, a path of how to start. So there's going to be a very unique mixture in terms of what his feelings are. On the one hand, he's going to be held accountable for things that he cannot defend, things that are indefensible. And there's a stern side to his father. There's a side to the father who's a disciplinarian. And yet, meidach gisa, he's looking forward to it. Because on some level, he recognizes that he's been lost. On some level, he recognizes that he's lost his way and that he needs to reset. And as difficult as the sit-down with his father is, he also realizes that that's what's going to press the reset button. His gearing up for that sit down, the experience of that sit down, has the potential to press the reset button for him. And he knows that that's something that otherwise isn't going to happen, but will happen because he's preparing himself for that sit down, for what he's going to say, for what commitments he's going to make, for the page he's going to turn. And he knows that although his father has a stern, strict side of a disciplinarian, simultaneously, there's a loving, benevolent side which really defines that first side, that's looking not for retribution, Rahman al-Islam, and not for punishment, Rahman al-Islam, but to help him press the reset button. Rosh Hashanah is Giri, the prospect of being omed b'din, mi yichya mi yomus, is a terrifying prospect. And yet, simultaneously, knowing that we have to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize that that galvanizes us in a way that otherwise we wouldn't be. And we realize that the combination of the preparation for the Yom HaDin with the experience of the actual Yom HaDin is what we really need to be able to reset and redirect ourselves and refocus and reprioritize. Which is why we tremble and we rejoice. And that's the avoda and the opportunity of a Rosh Hashanah, of a Yom HaDin. The Ribbono Shel Olam should help that we should all be able to experience Rosh Hashanah in its richness, in its fullness, to experience the Eima of a Fachad of the Yom HaDin, but an Eima of a Fachad which generates a simcha, generates a selfless simcha, but also a selfish simcha. And that we should be zocha, that our tefillos should be niskablos, and to be inscribed with the ksiva of chsim ha-tova, v'shnas chayim, v'shalom, v'shnas yeshua, v'nechoma, v'yas ha-guf, v'mnuchas ha-nefesh. Kol tov v'basay.